This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Feedback mistakes to avoid when addressing poor performance before it becomes a formal issue. Catch the errors that turn small problems into serious disciplinary situations. In short, most performance problems become formal issues not because of their original behaviour, but because of the feedback mistakes made before anyone sat down to address it properly. Waiting until frustration peaks before saying anything. Giving feedback so vague the person cannot act on it. Avoiding follow-up after the initial conversation. Definition: feedback mistakes in performance conversations are specific errors in how, when, or why corrective feedback is delivered. Errors that prevent the person from understanding what needs to change and cause manageable problems to escalate into formal disciplinary processes. You thought the conversation went fine. You said something, they nodded, and you moved on. Then 3 weeks later, the same problem is back, only now it is louder and everyone has noticed. This is where most feedback mistakes lie, not in dramatic confrontations, but in conversations that felt like enough at the time and turned out to be nothing of the sort. The trouble with poor performance is that it rarely announces itself. It creeps in slowly, disguised as a bad week, a personality clash, or a temporary dip. By the time the pattern is undeniable, many managers have already made 3 or 4 critical errors without realizing it. The feedback mistakes have already set the stage for something formal. In this article, you'll learn to recognize 6 specific mistakes and what to do differently before it reaches that point. If you want a deeper look at how to structure feedback that actually sticks, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, is a strong companion to what follows here. Why early performance feedback is easy to get wrong. The errors I am describing are not born from carelessness. They come from reasonable instincts applied in the wrong direction. Giving corrective feedback feels like a confrontation, so people soften it. It feels like a risk, so people delay it. It feels presumptuous, so people second-guess themselves until the moment has passed. Several specific conditions make these mistakes almost inevitable. The behaviour blends into normal variation. One missed deadline, one tetchy response in a meeting, these are easy to write off. It takes pattern recognition to distinguish a rough patch from a real problem, and most people are not watching closely enough in the early stages. Managers overestimate how much they have already communicated. A brief remark in passing feels, to the person saying it, like feedback. To the person hearing it, it registered as a comment and nothing more. The informal setting creates false comfort. Coffee corner conversations, quick chats by the printer, these feel more human, but they also feel less serious. Important messages dissolve in informal settings. No one wants to be the difficult manager. The desire to be liked is powerful, and corrective feedback does not feel like something a likable person does. Follow-up feels unnecessary when there was no conflict. If the conversation seemed to go well, checking in afterwards feels like nagging. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Mistake 1. Waiting until you are frustrated to say anything. What it looks like. You have noticed the problem for weeks, maybe longer, but you kept waiting for it to sort itself out, or for the right moment, or for something concrete enough to justify a conversation. By the time you do sit down to talk, you're running on weeks of accumulated irritation, and it shows. Why it happens. Initiating feedback feels like a risk, especially when you're not certain the problem is serious enough. Waiting feels like patience, but it is usually avoidance dressed in more acceptable clothing. Why it matters. Feedback delivered from frustration almost never lands the way you intend. The person hears your emotion before they hear your message. The conversation becomes about your reaction, not their behaviour, and that is a much harder conversation to recover from. What to do about it? Build a simple personal rule: if you notice the same issue twice, you speak to it the third time. Not in anger, not with accumulated grievances. Just a calm, private, specific observation. Write down what you have noticed before the conversation so you are speaking from clarity, not feeling. Eamon's note. I have watched managers let problems run for months out of discomfort, then wonder why the formal process felt so inevitable. Mistake 2. Giving feedback so vague it cannot be acted on. What it looks like. You say something like, I just feel like your energy has been off lately, or I need you to be more professional in meetings. The person nods. You both leave feeling the conversation happened. Nothing changes, because nothing specific was communicated. Why it happens. Vague feedback feels kinder. It preserves the relationship and avoids the discomfort of naming something precisely. It also, frankly, requires less preparation than specific feedback does. Why it matters. A person cannot correct behavior they cannot see clearly. Vague feedback is not kind. It is a performance problem with a delayed fuse. The SBI method gives you reliable structure. Situation, behavior, impact. It turns abstract dissatisfaction into something a person can actually work with. What to do about it? Before any performance conversation, write down the specific situation, the specific behavior you observed, and the specific impact it had. If you cannot write it down with that precision, you're not ready to have a conversation yet. Eamon's note. Vague feedback is the single most common reason informal correction fails, and I say that with full awareness that I was guilty of it for years. Mistake 3. Focusing on personality instead of behavior. What it looks like, the feedback lands as a character verdict. You are not a team player, or you have a negative attitude. The person becomes defensive, and rightly so. You have described who they are, not what they did. Why it happens, when behavior repeats long enough, it starts to feel like character. The frustration of seeing the same problem again and again pushes the language toward the personal. It is a natural drift, but a damaging one. Why it matters. People can change their behavior. They cannot, and will not, change their personality because a manager told them to. Feedback aimed at character closes the conversation before it begins. It also, in many organizations, creates legal exposure if the situation ever does become formal. What to do about it? Every time you frame a piece of feedback, ask yourself, am I describing something they did, or something they are? If it is the latter, rewrite it. Replace your always dismissive with in yesterday's meeting. You cut across Sarah twice while she was mid-sentence. Eamon's note. This is the mistake that most often turns a repair conversation into a grievance, and I have seen it happen to good managers who simply were not watching their language. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Mistake 4. Having the conversation once and never following up. What it looks like. You have the conversation. It goes reasonably well, and you consider the matter handled. 2 months later, the problem has quietly returned, or never actually stopped, and now it is much harder to address because the window for informal correction has narrowed. Why it happens? Follow-up feels awkward. It implies you did not trust the person to act on the feedback. It can feel like surveillance. Most managers skip it out of discomfort or because the initial conversation felt like enough. Why it matters? Without follow-up, feedback has no accountability attached to it. The person gets the message that the conversation was the event, not the behavior change. For information on how to build feedback into an ongoing improvement plan, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan offers a solid framework. What to do about it? At the end of every performance conversation, name a specific follow-up point. Let us check in on this in 2 weeks. Put it in the calendar immediately. This signals respect. Not distrust, you're treating the person's effort as something worth noticing. Eamon's note. The conversation is only the beginning. The follow-up is where the change actually gets made or does not. Mistake 5. Giving feedback in the wrong setting. What it looks like, you pull the person aside at the end of a team meeting. Or worse, you say something in front of others. Or you do it at the end of a long day when both of you are depleted. The message might be sound, but the setting undermines it completely. Why it happens. Urgency and convenience override judgment. Something happens in a meeting and the temptation to address it immediately, or publicly, is strong. It can feel like waiting means tacitly approving the behavior. Why it matters. The setting sends its own message before you've spoken a word. A public correction humiliates rather than corrects. A rushed, end-of-day conversation signals that the issue is not serious enough to deserve proper time. Both outcomes work against you. This principle connects directly to the role of communication in meeting success. What happens around and after the meeting often matters as much as what happens in it. What to do about it? Performance conversations belong in private, scheduled, unhurried space. If something needs addressing that happened in a meeting, note it to yourself and schedule a separate conversation within 48 hours. I want to talk about something from this morning. Can we find 20 minutes this week? Is enough. Eamon's note. I have never once seen a public correction improve a situation. It only ever hardens positions. Mistake 6. Treating the conversation as one way. What it looks like, you deliver the feedback, explain the problem, and wait for acknowledgement. The person nods, says they understand, and leaves. You have not asked a single question. You do not know whether they agree, whether there are factors you are unaware of, or whether they have any idea how to change. Why it happens? Feedback conversations feel inherently directive. You noticed the problem, so it feels natural to lead. Asking questions can feel like weakening your position or inviting an argument you do not want to have. Why it matters. A one-way performance conversation creates compliance at best and resentment at worst. If the person has no voice in the conversation, they have no ownership of the outcome. Poor performance often has context that a manager does not see, and missing that context means you might be addressing a symptom rather than the cause. For guidance on keeping conversations constructive even when tension rises, how to handle conflict during meetings offers practical tools. You might also explore peer-to-peer feedback, strengthening team bonds, to understand how reciprocal feedback cultures reduce the pressure on any single conversation. What to do about it? After naming what you have observed, pause and ask, what is your perspective on this? Or is there something I'm not seeing? You are not inviting excuses. You are inviting a real conversation. And real conversations are what actually change behavior. How leaders can model effective feedback behavior shows how this kind of openness becomes a leadership habit rather than a one-off gesture. Eamon's note. The managers I have respected most were the ones who could deliver hard feedback and still make the other person feel heard. That combination is rarer than it should be. The pattern behind these feedback mistakes. These mistakes rarely appear in isolation. Where you find one, you usually find two or three more. That is because they share a common root discomfort with direct communication. The single most common cause of all six mistakes is avoidance. Not cruelty, not incompetence, just the entirely human desire to get through a difficult moment with as little friction as possible. Managers soften, delay, generalize, and then skip follow-up because each of those choices feels easier in the moment. The problem is that easier in the moment means harder later, and by the time later arrives, the informal option is often gone. Two secondary patterns are also worth naming. The first is the assumption that feedback was received simply because it was sent. A manager who says something vague believes the message was delivered. The person who heard something vague received nothing actionable. That gap between intention and impact drives more escalations than almost anything else. The second pattern is the absence of a system. Managers who handle performance conversations well tend to have a consistent method they observe specifically. They name it promptly, they follow up in writing, and they schedule a review. Managers who struggle tend to treat each conversation as a one-off event rather than part of an ongoing accountability relationship. Fix the root, and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist for feedback mistakes in performance conversations. Use this checklist to assess where you currently stand with corrective feedback. I have noticed a performance issue for more than 2 weeks without addressing it directly. My most recent corrective conversation used phrases like attitude or energy rather than specific observed behavior. I gave feedback informally, in passing, without setting aside dedicated time. I said something once, and have not followed up with any form of check-in. I addressed an issue in front of others, or in a setting that was rushed or public. I did not ask the person a single question during the feedback conversation. I left the conversation without agreeing on a clear next step or review date. I avoided saying anything because I was not sure the problem was serious enough. I cannot write down in one specific sentence what behavior I need the person to change. I have had the same performance conversation with the same person more than once with no documented outcome. If you checked 3 or fewer, your feedback practice is reasonably sound. If you checked 4 to 6, identify the 2 highest impact items and address those first. If you checked 7 or more, this pattern needs immediate attention before the informal window closes. How to start fixing feedback mistakes before they escalate. Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to start. Number 1. Name it specifically, today. Look at the performance issue you have been circling. Write one sentence. On date, person did specific behavior, which caused specific impact. If you cannot write that sentence, gather more observation before speaking. If you can write it, you are ready for the conversation. Number 2. Schedule the conversation properly. Do not wait for a natural opportunity. Book 20 minutes, close the door, and frame it from the start. I want to talk about something specific I have noticed. I would also like to hear your perspective. That framing alone changes the quality of what follows. Number 3. Ask at least one genuine question. Before you close the conversation, ask, is there something I'm not aware of that might be affecting this? Then wait. Actually wait. The answer might change what you do next. Number 4. Agree on a review point before you leave. Let us check in on this in 2 weeks is simple and effective. Write it in the calendar in front of them. This is not surveillance. It is respect for the seriousness of the issue and for their effort to address it. Number 5. Write a brief note to yourself after every performance conversation. Date, topic, what was said, what was agreed. Not a formal document, 3 sentences in a notebook. This becomes your reference point if the problem continues and the conversation needs to become formal. For a structured approach to making feedback land as improvement rather than criticism, how leaders can model effective feedback behavior gives you the full picture. Summary. You can now see what most managers miss. Poor performance rarely becomes a formal issue because of their original behavior. It becomes formal because of the feedback mistakes made along the way. Delay turns small problems into entrenched ones. Vague feedback gives the person nothing to act on. Personality-focused language closes the conversation before it can help. No follow-up means no accountability. The wrong setting undermines the right message. One-way delivery removes the person's ownership of the outcome. Weed peer-to-peer feedback. Strengthening team bonds to understand how culture of regular feedback reduces the weight of any single difficult conversation. And if you want to see how skilled feedback rebuilds rather than fractures a team, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows you the full approach. Avoiding feedback mistakes in performance conversations is not about being a tougher manager. It is about being an honest one, early enough to matter. Frequently asked questions. What are the most common feedback mistakes with poor performance? The most common feedback mistakes include waiting too long to speak up, being too vague to be useful, and focusing on personality instead of behavior. Each of these errors lets problems grow until informal conversation is no longer enough to resolve them. How do feedback mistakes cause poor performance to escalate? Feedback mistakes escalate poor performance by removing a person's chance to correct course early. When feedback is delayed, unclear, or delivered without follow-up, the person continues the same behavior, and what could have been a 5-minute conversation becomes a formal disciplinary process. When should you address poor performance before it becomes formal? Address poor performance as soon as you notice a pattern, not after a single incident. If the same issue appears 2 or 3 times, that is your signal to have a direct, documented conversation. Waiting for a crisis means the informal option has already closed. What is the difference between informal and formal feedback on performance? Informal feedback is a direct, private conversation aimed at correcting behavior before it becomes a recorded issue. Formal feedback involves HR processes, written warnings, and official documentation. The goal of early feedback is to resolve the problem while it is still in the informal stage. How do you give corrective feedback without making things worse? Give corrective feedback by focusing on specific behaviors, not character. Name the exact situation, describe what you observed, and state clearly what needs to change. Keep it private, keep it calm, and agree on a follow-up date so the person knows you're watching progress, not filing a complaint. Why do managers avoid giving feedback on poor performance? Managers avoid giving feedback on poor performance because they fear conflict, worry about damaging the relationship, or hope the problem will resolve itself. This discomfort is understandable, but avoidance is itself a feedback mistake that nearly always makes the situation harder to fix later. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.